Hi, I'm Chris James, and you're listening to a Healthy Alternative Audio Network. With the world becoming more increasingly health conscious, many people are taking to natural methods of healing. Fasting, in its many forms, is one of the most recent popular methods, despite it being an ancient technique. Did you know we just launched our AHA Fasting Academy? Essentially, it's a place where beginner fasters, intermediate fasters, or even expert fasters can come learn about the different techniques, different forms of fasting, how to do it properly. We teach about diet and nutrition, as well as some of the other more important topics like water and frequency and things of that nature. So head on over to ahafastingacademy.com and check it out. That's ahafastingacademy.com. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Chris James, and you're watching A Healthy Alternative. Today, we've got a very exciting interview with Tracy Ann. She was dealing with obesity and a few other issues. And so we're going to take a deep dive into her history and see how she overcame all of it. Stay tuned. All right, Tracy Ann, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Just so that we can kind of frame things for the viewers, people who just aren't familiar with you, what were the major issues that you were dealing with prior to wanting to change your health? Like, what was it that kind of pushed you to, you know, want to change your health?
That's a good question. So prior to wanting to try the fasting, I would have to say it was probably my grandmother. My grandmother has pretty much been a really big part of my life, and I've always been, you know, a heavy kid ever since I was younger. I had a brother, so, like, my brother passed away in 2006, I believe, 1996. I don't remember now. It's been so long ago, but it was just me and him, and my brother's always been, you know, the skinny, healthy one, and I was always the roly-poly kid, so it was hard growing up that way, and my grandmother is the one that raised us, you know, most of the time. My mom had to work, you know, all the time, so she was a single mom, so we were always with my grandmother, and I know when I got older, when I was a teenager, I tried to lose weight. I did so many things. I did Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, and I've done all the things that everybody on your your channel talks about I've done. I was those people as well. So I think my grandmother back in 2000, and I believe it was 2000, I think, mm-hmm. She asked me, she told me she was getting older. She knew, I think she was at the end of her life, and I remember her asking me one day, you know, before I die, do you think you could work on your weight? I get emotional, so don't mind me. But it's something that it hit me back then, and I tried really hard, and I lost 100 pounds. Wow. And then she died. I ended up gaining the weight back because I was depressed after she died.
Yeah.
And I went a long time yo-yoing between probably like 275 pounds to 240 pounds, and I just couldn't get under 240. And then I'm going to say it was probably 6 months to a year ago when I found you. And I was watching YouTube. My son got me into YouTube, and I never watched YouTube before. And I was trying to just, like, figure out who can I watch on YouTube or whatever. And I had went to the doctor, and the doctor, it was probably April of last year, and he told me that I had prediabetes. And that was the thing. And I was like, oh, hold on. And he was like, well, I'm going to write your prescription for metformin. And I said, well, I'm not taking that. I said, I I think that let me try to lose weight before you give me medicine. I said, I don't want to be on medication the rest of my life. I feel like this is a wake-up call for me. And if you let me try to lose weight, if I can't lose the weight, then okay, we'll do the medication. But right now, just let me try to lose the weight. So we came to a, you know, an agreement where I would go to the doctor's office every month. And if I lost weight, he would do it for another month just to make sure he didn't have to give me medicine. And when I got home that day, I went on YouTube and I just started looking up how to lose weight with prediabetes. And I found just like a bunch of videos, and I resonated to yours. And I started to watch, like, I think I didn't watch all of your, all your videos for a weekend. And I said, I think I could do this fasting thing. Because I work a lot at my house and I don't really go out, and I'm always at the desk. So I thought this probably, because my main problem wasn't overeating. I just never did eat. I would, if I ate anything, it was like a handful of potato chips or a soda, or I would have an iced coffee, and that's it. I wouldn't really, I was never like the girl that would go to the buffet and right. eat like five plates of food. I just wouldn't eat. And I think my metabolism was shot, and because of sitting all day and working at the computer. So I thought, this has got to be the thing that is going to work for me. So I started, I was getting married in June of last year, and I found out in April that I had prediabetes. And I thought, this is also another thing, because I was trying to lose weight anyway to get into my wedding dress. So I thought, well, here's another kick in the pants. So I started water fasting, and I started off slow where I did, 24 to 48 hour ones. But then I was able to get all the way up to like a 7 day one. And on the third or fourth day of the 7 day one, I had so much energy that I literally remember telling my husband, I'm looking out the window, because I have a window near my desk, and I wanted to go outside and run around yeah. in the grass. I've never had that kind of energy before. Even as a kid, I don't remember having that kind of energy. And so I was really excited to feel that burst of energy. And so I was able to get through the 7 day fast. And then I was like, okay, let me try to go longer. So I think what my main thing was, I was doing like as many days as I could with just water fasting. And then if I ate something, it would be really small. And then I would just go right back onto the water fasting. And I started this in April. So since April, I've lost almost 85 pounds since then. Wow. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm not done, but I still have like another 60 or something pounds to go. But I'm pretty excited, because I feel like the diabetes is gone. When I went back to the doctor, I used to be anemic, and I also had a vitamin D deficiency. And when I just went for my year checkup after I started this, all of that's gone. All the like my diabetes, my A1C, I think is like 4. And he said it was perfect. And he was very shocked that my vitamin D deficiency was gone, and my anemia, like all my blood work came out perfect. And he was like, and you're just water fasting? I said, yes. So I will say that this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm very grateful to you, your whole family, everyone that's on it, everyone that's gone on your channel. I've watched so many videos that are inspirational. And I'm excited that you asked for me to be on, because I'm hoping that my story touches someone else and they want to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, you said a lot of really, really interesting things. I guess I'll start with the fact that you said that you had deficiencies. I get this a lot. So I want to jump on this right now, because everyone's always telling me that they read or heard somewhere that they needed to take supplements or, you know, have some type of strict eating regimen. So I want to ask you specifically, did you take any supplements, or did you do anything specific with your eating regimen that, you know, was designed to help you with the deficiencies, or was this just from the pure water fasting?
No, I will say this. My husband's a chef, and I asked him when I started this to, when I was going to eat, I wanted him to mostly do vegetables and, you know, a little bit of meat or whatever, but I wanted certain vegetables that I knew were really good for, like, vitamin D deficiencies or okay. stuff like that. So I will say that it was probably the food that I was picking to eat more than it was. I didn't take any supplements at all. Now I do take some vitamin D drop, but I just started that not too long ago, maybe like a month ago. And I don't really feel like that's done any different than just eating the food that I was eating.
Right. I'm curious what made you want to start taking the drops?
I was curious to see if it was going to help, at all. I stopped. I only did it for like a month. And I was like, well, this isn't really making me feel any different, or the blood work wasn't changing. It was still the same. So I'm like, I'm fine without taking it. You know, I probably was also one of those people that were wondering, should I be taking, you know, but of course my doctor was like, you should take vitamin D drops and all this stuff. So of course he gave me them. So I thought, well, let me at least try them for a month and see if it does anything. But I feel like it hasn't done anything. I feel like as long as you're eating, if you look up, and I'm one to look up a lot of stuff. So, I mean, if you research, you can find lists of vegetables and stuff like that. I also did some juicing in between as well. So I was picking like certain fruits and vegetables to put in my juices. And I was doing that. So I don't, maybe that helped. I'm not really sure, but I don't really think you need to have all this. Like, I've heard of all these people, oh, you have to have salt in your water and you have to have this and that. I'm like, I didn't have to have any of that.
Right.
I mean, I don't think yeah, I'm sure it's great for you, but I've never been into salt my whole life. So, I mean, if I was deficient in salt a long time ago, I'm pretty sure I would have known about it, you know? So.
That's good. That's important to highlight, because There's a lot of misinformation. Sometimes the misinformation comes from an individual who means no harm. They're just kind of regurgitating what they heard or what they were taught. And that's why we have to be careful about who we listen to. Even if it comes from a genuine source, we always have to. That's why I always tell people, you know, don't take my word for it. Try things for yourself. Experiment and, you know, monitor yourself, because you can't. No one can tell you about your body better than you can. So I'm really excited to hear that you were able to get those types of results without adding all this other stuff, because it further confirms that what I've been teaching people is true, because I didn't need to do anything extra. John had a lot of deficiencies. His story, similar to yours, you know, he was morbidly obese and he had prediabetes, and he had a lot of deficiencies. And they all went away with just water fasting. So when I hear people say all this stuff about all this stuff you need to take, I'm like, oh, that can't be right. kind of going back a little bit, you when you were younger, I'm just curious, like, What was the biggest that you ever got?
My heaviest weight was 360 pounds.
Okay.
And that was probably when my grandmother asked me to lose weight. That was back in 2004, probably.
Okay. And I think that was interesting that, and this is just kind of like my take on it. But when your grandma asked you to lose that weight, obviously, you've probably seen Justin. I interviewed Justin. He had lost 200 pounds. And I think he started off at like 4-something. But one of his grandparents, I think it might have been his granddad, or said that, you know, asked him to lose weight. And I think it's interesting when you were able to lose 100 pounds essentially for someone else. But then you became depressed after she passed away, and then it was kind of like the up and down. And that's why I always tell people, when you're going through this health journey, do this for you. Because if you do it for someone else, I literally always say, like, you know, what happens when that individual's not around? Like, if you're doing it for them, like some people say, you know, I do this for my kids. You know, but what happens if your kids aren't around? Like, what happens if it's just you? You know, not to be thinking, you know, morbid or anything, but I'm just saying, I feel like when we take that step to make it our journey, right? We're doing this for us so that we can have an enriched quality of life. That's when, you know, you get that permanent change. It's like, someone else can motivate you or inspire you for sure, but we have to at some point in time make the decision that we want to change. So it looks like for you, it kind of took you getting to a point where, you know, it's like, okay, the doctor's like, I'm about to have like full blown diabetes and I got to be on metformin. I'm curious. It seems like you do, you know, it seems like you kind of like to research stuff. Had you researched metformin? Like, why was your reaction to your doctor saying, hey, I want you to go on metformin? Why was it like, no, I'm not doing that?
That's a good question. Well, my line of work is a medical coder. So I actually code charts for people that are in the hospital. And when you read day after day, chart after chart about people and their manifestations of diabetes with losing your eyesight and having amputations and, you know, all these kidney failure and all this stuff that can happen when you get diabetes, I thought, okay, wait a minute. The minute I start taking metformin, which is the oral medication that they give prior to you going on injections, which you then hardly ever can get off, I thought, no, I'm not doing that because I have to read. That's the other thing is being in the medical field, I unfortunately get to see a bunch of sad things and, you know, and I kind of knew that I was heavy and reading this and, you know, you get to the point where you're just like, oh, it's just work and it's no big deal. But then when the doctor said I was pre-diabetic, the minute he said it, my mind like kind of remembered a whole bunch of charts that like I had read previously and I thought, oh my gosh, no, I can't let it be this way. So that's why I knew that you could lose weight. Like with type 2 diabetes, you can lose weight and it'll go away. So I said, let me do that first. Because I feel like all medical professionals are quick to give a prescription instead of try to explain to you, hey, if you just fast, and, you know, eat healthier, this will go away. But if you notice, the first thing he wanted to do was give me, you know, a prescription for metformin. Right. And I thought, man, why do all doctors have to be like that? I mean, so I'm glad that I was confident enough and I knew enough to say to him no, because there's a lot of people out there that don't. They like really look up to the doctors and feel like they have to believe every single thing they say. My mom is one of them. So it's really hard to convince people that, you know, the doctor actually works for us. You know, I get that they're medical professionals and they went to school, but they, like a mechanic, you know, the mechanic is working for me. I'm paying the mechanic. So I get that the mechanic knows how to fix my car, but if I have the choice to go to that mechanic or any other mechanic. So that's kind of what, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's what made me say to him, no, I don't want to.
That's interesting. You have a very interesting perspective. And I think that's powerful, because you live in that world where you see people going on these medications. Obviously, the medications aren't helpful, like, because you would have a completely different reaction if he's like, yeah, we're going to put you on metformin. And if you had seen hundreds of people get on that and then get better, you'd be like, okay, yeah, you know. But it was just that stiff reaction, that rejection. And I guess because of, you know, your field and what you do for work, he didn't really go back and forth with you too much. Because I, you know, when I hear stories like this all the time, and the doctors are always like, they have superior, they're like superior to you, that complex. And it's like, nah, like, you're going to do what I say. And it's kind of like what you said is, we're paying them, like, they're supposed to be our advocate and really support us, you know, and inform us. It's more of a guidance, not like, hey, this is what you have to do because I say you have to do it. And yeah, I'm with you. I wish that more doctors were open to learning about how the body has different, you know, tactics to heal itself. It's just, so yeah, fasting, I don't think, I guess since you're kind of so close to the industry and everything, have you ever heard any professionals like doctors or even other nurses talking about fasting? And is it something that's okay to recommend to people?
I will tell you that where I work, there's people, nurses and doctors, that are fasting. Wow. But I haven't seen a chart yet where they're telling the patient that they should be able to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen them tell anyone.
Wow.
They're doing it themselves, because, you know, we have groups, you know, hey, fasting groups, and, you know, wow, if you want to join them. So there's definitely nurses and doctors that know about it and that are willing to do it. I'm not sure why they don't explain it to the patient. I'm not really sure if it's it has to do with money, or it has to do with their I have no idea why they don't. I mean, that's something that stumps me as well on a daily basis, when I think to myself, man, if these people were just told to stop eating McDonald's and, you know, just like, you get to see, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, I haven't had McDonald's in such a long time, and I'm not dying. It's not like I need to have McDonald's. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring up McDonald's, because I haven't had McDonald's, I don't know, 6 years or something, maybe more. And so sometimes, every once in a while, I'm around someone who still eats that way. I kind of live in a cocoon almost. Like, all of my friends and family members that are close to me, they're all on the same path. So, like, none of us eat at McDonald's. You know, a lot of us are doing some sort of fasting or something. And then every once in a while, somebody will come into my cocoon who's, like, still, like, just a standard American diet, you know, doesn't know any better, and eats McDonald's. And it blows my mind. in my mind, McDonald's doesn't exist anymore. Like, I don't even see, like, I'm so far removed, I don't even see the Golden Arches anymore. Like, it doesn't grab my attention like it used to. And so I'm always shocked. Like, how is McDonald's still in business? Just because, like, just because before I ever got, like, on this road, I stopped eating McDonald's because it was terrible. Like, there's nothing good about McDonald's. The food is subpar. I would say that, like, back in the day, like, maybe in the late 80s when, you know, I was a kid, and yeah, McDonald's was really good. The fries were good. But now it's just so, it's literally just chemical food and hybrid food. So it's like so much cardboard and synthetic food, like nothing about it's good except the price, I guess. I saw a commercial or ad for it, and it's like for $2.50, you could get a fry and a burger. And I'm just like, you can sell it really cheap because it's not real food. Like, it's not, it's just cardboard and stuff.
Right.
So you said your goal was to lose another 60 pounds on top of the 80, right? You already lost 80.
Right. Yeah, because I'm down to 185 now, and I feel like I probably could be like 130 at my height. So my goal is 130. Okay. I'm not really sure when I'm going to get there. I'm going to say when. I'm not saying if, because I am going to get there. I just don't know when. I did stop doing the really long fast because I was worried a lot. I'm older, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I don't want to have a lot of excess skin. And okay. So that was a really big thing for me. Like, I was really excited to see, like, your family and stuff. And they were like, oh, I lost all this weight. And so, and I thought, wow, that's really great. Like, wow, people can lose it really that fast. Then I thought, well, let me do a couple 30-day fast. And then I was like, wait a minute. Do I really want to lose it that fast? Because I'm older than these kids on here. So I'm like, I don't think my skin's going to bounce back as fast. So I think the longest fast I've done, I think, was 9 days. I found a couple girls on the Healthy Alternative Facebook page, Zoe and Tiana. And we had like a fasting thing where we'd be like, all right, want to go on a fast? And then we all, like, you know, message each other, how you doing? Send our fasting, you know. Well, I'm on this day. What are you guys doing? You know, and so I feel like that's great. It's such a great inspiration on meeting people from all over the world. And that too, also, you know, being older, it's weird for me sometimes because I just know how to work. You know, I've always been just a worker, and my kids, you know, they're on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all these things. And I'm like, What is that even, Instagram? I'm like, what is that? You know, and then my kids would be like, oh, let me download it for you. So, like, you know, but I don't even use half of that stuff. You know, I'm constantly working, but if I do go on anything, it's YouTube or Facebook. And I always watch the videos of everyone because it just keeps me motivated to keep watching how everyone's doing. And I like to give them all praise, you know, because it's important to support one another. You know, like you said, we're in a small community of fasters, and you try to tell someone that you're fasting, and the first thing that when I tried to tell my mom, she thought, oh, so you're starving yourself? And I'm like, no, right. I'm fasting. Right. You know, and then the thing is, it's really hard to get it through to other people what you're actually doing. So I stopped trying to tell people around me, like who I hang out with and stuff. I don't really tell anybody anymore because I thought, how about I just do it? And then when I lose all the weight, someone's going to ask me how to lose the weight, and then I will tell them that I fasted. Because trying to push it onto other people, that's going to just push people away from you. I tried to get my husband to do it, and, you know, he was just like, all right, leave me alone.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's hard to, I mean, I've talked a bunch of people into fasting. My son does it. My oldest son does it. You know, my youngest son's always been skinny, and he pretty much was like, Mom, I've been fasting for, is that what it's called? I've been doing that forever.
It's natural for it's actually natural for, so I'm going to say something very bold. I think that it's natural for us to eat less, right? Like, I think we naturally want to fast or prolong our fasts. 'Cause like when I was a kid, I remember specific times when I either wasn't hungry or I didn't have an appetite, maybe because I wasn't feeling well, and I was encouraged to eat. And so I feel like our eating habits are learned behavior. And sometimes every once in a while, you'll find an individual who's like, yeah, I've never liked eating. And it's super rare, like, but they'll be like, yeah, I've never liked eating. I don't like to eat that much, or, you know, I only ever ate a little bit. And I'm guilty when maybe about 4 years ago or 5 years ago, if I'd be talking to someone, usually a girl I'd be dating, and I'd be like, hey, what'd you eat today? They're like, oh, I just had like some crackers. I'm like, that's all you ate? They're like, yeah. I'd be like, you know, you should probably eat more. You know, you should eat a whole meal, like a decent meal or whatever. So I'm even guilty of encouraging people to eat more. And that's just what we do. But naturally, I think we want to, you know, fast, and we're just taught not to.
I agree with you 100%. I was just talking to my husband last night, and my husband, when he was younger, you know, was always skateboarding and riding his bike, and he did that for years, got until his 20s, and he was super skinny and healthy, and he was like, you know, I think back to when I was younger and I was doing all this stuff, I would go on my bike and just go to my friend's house, could be like 6 miles away, and nobody's even thinking about eating. We're just cool hanging out with our friends and like constantly riding our bikes all day, and then you don't really think about it. And here, and I was the healthiest and the, you know, fittest I've ever been. And now look, they teach us, you know, oh, you have to eat 3 meals a day, and you have to eat this and that and this, and then all this stuff comes out, and you're right, like that's what happens. We're taught to eat, you know, eat. And, you know, even when I was trying to lose weight, when my grandmother was still alive, I went to a dietitian and she said, eat 6 small meals a day, you know, and I did lose weight, I will say, but I also was exercising at that time because I really was trying, like you said, I was trying to do it for my grandmother. And I was going to the gym with my cousin, and we were really, really pushing, you know, losing weight and going to the gym and stuff. And I didn't really have a great job at that time, so I could do it, you know. And I think that when you get a house and you've got all these bills and your kids are trying to go to college and you're more worried about others, you stop forgetting about yourself. And that's what happens. Like, you're right. When my grandmother died, you're right. I should have been doing it for myself. I think I needed the push then to do it for her, which I think that's probably why she asked me to do it. Right. And then I think after that, when the doctor said, you know, you've got it, I then said, okay, hold on. I have to start putting myself first. And that's what happened. I started to put myself first, and the fasting was coming, and I was losing weight. And at first, I will tell you this, the reason, so I'm going to bring in the shirt story, because when I was fasting and I was trying to lose the weight, it originally was one, to get rid of the diabetes, and two, to get into my wedding dress. And I thought, okay, let me do what I got to do to get, you know, into the wedding dress. The wedding went fine and everything. I still wasn't as small as I wanted to be for my wedding, but it was I looked fine. And so I kept going and I kept losing weight with the fasting, like 10 pounds a month. And I was doing really good. And I started to change my thinking. So I was thinking, let me fast to lose weight. Well, then I started to become more connected with God. And during the fast, I started to want to be, I was more spiritual. It was weird. I was getting like, I was feeling connected with God, and I was reading my Bible, and I was thinking, wait a minute, I don't think I need to be focusing on weight loss. So I changed my perspective and I said, I'm going to now fast to be the healthiest person I can be to live as long as I can. And if I lose weight, then that's a bonus. And when I changed my perspective, that's when I started to lose more weight. Like the quicker I was losing weight, I was losing like 3 pounds every other day.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, wait a minute, this is crazy. But I think that's what it was about. It was more of, people need to fast not just to lose weight. I mean, I know that some people are trying to do it to lose weight, to become healthy and make sure they're not on medication and stuff. Great idea. Right. But they need to understand that, you know, if you do read the Bible does talk about fasting, and to be healthy, you need to fast and you need to, you know, just let it go with God. And I feel like the more that I'm getting connected, you know, back with God, and it's just truly becoming like this full circle, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
Where now I know it's for me, but in the long run, it's then, of course, for my kids. But it has to be for me first.
Yeah.
Because I can't live to help the kids if I'm dead because I got diabetes and didn't take care of myself.
Right.
So I want to be with my husband for as long as I can. Well, I can't make him do things, but I can make myself do things. And so if I focus on myself, which now I'm starting to realize is what all of us should be doing. So if every person focused on themselves and to get themselves healthy, it actually is contagious, because other people will then, you know, be like, hey, how are you losing your weight? Or, hey, you look great today, you know, blah, blah, you know, and it's a conversation starter, because I started not only fasting, and I want to do chair yoga and like all this stuff. And I started going to a massage therapist, and over there, I talked them into trying to fast, because they were like, what are you doing? Every time you come here, you're smaller and smaller. And I was just like, I'm just fasting. That's all I'm doing. And they were interested, and I told them about it. I even send, you know, some of your YouTube videos to people. When they ask me, I just say, just watch some of these. And you know, if you want to do it, do it. If you want my help, I'll be supportive, you know. But I'm not going to force it on anybody.
Tracy, that's...
Oh, I forgot to tell you about the shirt. Oh,
yeah, you did.
So... when I bought these, all right, so I bought two shirts. I bought this one that's on actually for my husband, and I bought my other shirt for me, okay? But what happened was my husband decided that he wasn't as, you know, gung-ho about fasting as I was. So I ended up, I was in a 3X shirt, and this is an extra large, and I ended up fitting in it, and I thought, well, I'm not going to just let it sit there. So I kind of stole it back from him, even though I bought it for him. I told him when he can fit in it, he'll get it back.
Yeah.
But my goal is to get into this one that I bought. This one here.
Ooh.
This one is a large. And this one is, I'm hoping, May or June, I will be in this one. This is my goal shirt.
Definitely.
Because I'm very excited about that. I bought it short sleeve, so I'm very excited because it's coming up. And I feel this one here is getting, it's getting loose on me. So yeah. I think that I will be able to get into that by June. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. That was my shirt.
That's cool.
Story.
Yeah, that's cool. I really like that color. That's actually one of my favorite colors, and I'm like a big fan of the classic logo. But I think it's fun to use the shirts as goals. Like I had, and you know, when I kind of started doing the shirts and stuff, I had that in mind that, you know, you could just make it a goal shirt, and
yeah.
It's like one day I'm gonna get in that shirt. That's so powerful, and I think with fasting, it's so crazy. Like, if you, first of all, I love what you said about shifting your perspective and really focusing on overall wellness, becoming more connected spiritually. Because if you make that your goal, your focus, everything else comes with it. The weight loss, it's like the weight loss is literally always going to come. So why make that your focus? Like, the weight loss is definitely coming, you know? But I think it's interesting that your weight loss actually increased after you shifted your focus to overall wellness. Because sometimes we are our own, you know, worst enemy, in the sense that if our focus is weight loss and we're not seeing it come off fast enough, I get messages all the time, like a few times a week, where people are like, you know, I'm fasting for weight loss. I lost X amount of pounds today. I didn't lose anything. Or today I got on the scale and I gained 2 pounds, and they're freaking out and they're beating themselves up about it. They don't know what's going on, what's wrong. And I'm just like, here's what you need to do. Number one, stop getting on the scale. Number two, shift your focus to, you know, being healthy. Think about how you feel in your body, right? Like when you were overweight or whatever, like how did you feel being around your friends and you know, being in society, a social environment? And think about how you will feel when you are at the weight that you feel like you want to be. Think about how you'll feel mentally, and like paint a picture for yourself. Take your focus off of the weight loss right now and focus on the heaven, if you will. Like after you've completed your journey, or after you've gotten so far in your journey, how will you feel? And then just go with the process. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other every single day. And just, now it's been 3 months. Well, let me get on the scale. I haven't got on a scale in a while, you know? So I like all of that. I wanted to bring something up for your own benefit, as far as like the loose skin goes. So in my videos, I promote drinking a gallon of water a day for fasting. And I don't know if everybody knows this, because my information's a little disjointed at times, but I would say that one of the biggest issues with loose skin, and the reason why people who are a little bit older think they're more prone to loose skin, is because loose skin is due to cellular dehydration. So one of the biggest issues that we have is that we don't get water that actually gets into our cells. So you could drink water, and you'll notice that if you drink a ton of water, like let's say you just start drinking a gallon of water every day, and you're not used to drinking water, you haven't been drinking a lot of water, you will pee a lot of it out. You'll be going to the bathroom a lot. And we don't make the connection that, okay, when you pee, that's excess, right? That's excess liquid. So if you're drinking a gallon of water and you're peeing a gallon of water a day,
right, that
means your body's not using it. So why isn't it using it? Well, one of the biggest things that I found was the actual molecule, the water molecule, is too big to be absorbed into the cells. And so we drink a lot of what's called bulk water. And bulk water, your tap water, your bottled waters, it's pretty much a water molecule that's too big to get inside. And so what's important to do is to eat your water. Okay, that's the reason why I promote eating fruit, because the water in fruit is structured and it can be utilized by the cells. Or also, you could sun energize your water, which is a very natural way to shrink the molecule so that it actually absorbs and your body uses it. That will increase the elasticity in your skin, and then therefore you won't have to worry about the loose skin.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned the sun water, because I actually watched your video on that, and I did that. I got a glass jar, big, huge glass jar. I put all my water in it, and I put it outside in the sun, you know, before it starts snowing here. And, you know, and I was drinking it that way. And I also wanted to get one of those bottles that have the crystal in it. Because everyone's like, oh, get the bottles, the water bottles that have the crystal in it. And then you can, you know, it does something to the water. I haven't tried that yet, but I definitely believe in the sun-soaked water, because not only are you energizing your sun, you're also, I think, might have been the reason why my vitamin D deficiency went away, because you need vitamin D from the sun. Mm-hmm. And this might sound crazy, but I swear that's why my vitamin D deficiency went away, because I was drinking the water that was in the sun. And I think maybe when the sun was beating on it, it was helping it get vitamin D or something. I don't know. Maybe that's all in my mind, but
no, it's not.
I'll believe that.
Yeah,
I believe it.
It's not in your mind. That actually just makes sense, because mm-hmm. So check this out. Water is a crystal. It's a crystalline structure, or it's crystalline. It's like a crystal, and it's kind of like a memory card, memory chip, and it has the ability to hold, energy. And so it can hold good or bad energy. It doesn't matter, whatever it comes in contact with. So when you do that, when you charge it in the sun, it literally is absorbing the energy from the sun, and then you're drinking it. You're drinking the sun. So it's logical. It's just, you got it. You got it.
Well, that's the thing is, if I said to my doctor, I feel like my vitamin D deficiency is better because I've been drinking, you know, water that I put out in the sun, he would think I'm losing my mind. That's why I never said anything.
Yeah.
Because he was shocked and couldn't figure out why my vitamin D deficiency was gone. Like, he was shocked. And he said to me, have you been taking the vitamin D deficiency pills? And I'm like, no. And he was like, I'm not really sure how this happened, but, you know, it's back to normal. Because yeah. My vitamin deficiency was really low. It was a 7. And it's supposed to be like 22 or higher.
Mm.
And he was like very shocked that it was gone. Like, now it's at 23, I believe. So,
wow. Hey, I mean, I'm not shocked. I think when we understand the simplicity of everything, I feel like science, especially medical science, overcomplicates the systems of the body. We try to take, okay, this is the heart. You go to a heart guy. This is the brain. You go to a neural guy. This is a, you know, whatever. You go to this guy. But the body is all one living organism. It all works together. And by taking care of some of the core issues that you had, you're seeing improvements across the board. And also, you're listening. Like, the thing, I try to break things down and I try to give examples. This is one of the best examples ever of the sun water and just of, you know, fasting, you know, being able to show people with the numbers, with the test results, that you're making vast improvements in your health and you don't have to take supplements. It's like, because people didn't already, supplements aren't a natural part of the world. You can't just go out in nature and pluck a capsule and a sup, you know, and take it. But you could get plants, fruit, and you can go out in the sun. And so, you know, our lives, society kind of builds these lives where we're inside all the time. We're not in the sun. You know, like you mentioned earlier, you want to make sure you have money to send your kids to college and paying all the bills. So we're just working. We're in controlled environments all the time. You know, we're inside a lot. The air is really toxic inside. There's just all these elements that are detrimental to our health. And if we just went back to a more natural lifestyle, we wouldn't have these problems. It, you know, playing outside, riding our bikes all day and not thinking about food until dinner time. Like, that would be perfect if we all just, you know, had lives where we not necessarily played outside all day, but like, you know, we're outside in the sun and, you know, we were working, doing whatever, and then we had dinner at night or whatever, and that was kind of it. So
I agree with that 100%. I was going to say off of that is I had actually just spoke with a doctor colleague, and he had mentioned something that I also watched a video on YouTube that reiterated what he was saying, that the medical field, the doctors are more prone to tell patients what's wrong with them instead of focusing on the good things that people have. You're pretty much going to the doctor to find out what your problem is. Right. You're never really going to a doctor to keep you motivated on the positive track. I feel like when going to a massage therapist or I go to the chiropractor, those people aren't there to pick on anything that I have wrong with me. They're actually trying to help me stay positive and healthy. So I feel like when people start to realize that the medical field wasn't created for us to constantly go to the doctor all the time with every ache and pain. Yep. Our bodies are talking to us, and our bodies are telling us what's wrong, but nobody's listening anymore. Like, that's the problem, is everyone's so quick to be like, oh, I've got a toothache. Let me go to the dentist and get my tooth pulled out. Why? Yeah. Like, you got a toothache. There's a reason why you have a toothache. Are you eating too much candy? You know, like, are you drinking soda? Yeah. Like, there's got to be a reason why. Like, people, you know, I feel like people that have gastric pains, you know, there's a lot of people in this world, gluten problems and mm-hmm. all these celiac disease and stuff. I feel like it's because of the food you're eating. Start fasting and clean out your body. And then you slowly introduce certain foods, and not foods like that are in the grocery store. Go to a farmer's market. Like, that's what I changed my whole life. Mm. We go to like farmer's markets, and we have organic vegetables, and I get my meats, I get them delivered now because I just don't know what the world is putting in our stuff yep. anymore. And so I'm like, if I'm going to be healthy and do all this stuff and then still go to the grocery store and get hamburger that could have like filler in it, or chicken that they're like injecting with all these, you know, antibiotics and stuff. Well, I don't want that anymore. I want actual really good food that's going to keep me healthy. And so that's what it is. You have to make that conscious decision. And I feel like fasting is like the best way to help anybody get off of like, so I was addicted to chips. I was addicted to iced coffees. I was addicted to soda. And so what my goal was with the fasting was take one addiction at a time. Do my fasting and try to go as long as I can without, you know, chips. And then once I could go into a grocery store, this is how I knew I was off of this stuff. If I can go into a grocery store and walk past the chip aisle and not want to go down it, then, okay, now move on to the next thing. Now, okay, let me not get any iced coffees anymore. You know what I mean? And so then that's kind of how I knew my progression was getting better. Right. And I started to teach my mom, because my mom has COPD, and that she was on oxygen and all these inhalers and all this stuff. And I said, Mom, I need you to now pay attention to what I'm going to say to you, because you've seen how I've done. And you've seen that because I had asthma, I had, you know, pre-diabetes, I had all these different things, and I don't have any of that stuff anymore. So I said to my mom, if I could convince you that I could get you off that oxygen, would you do what I say? And she said, yes. And so I said, okay, well, I want you to start fasting. I want you to slowly put fasting into your life. I want you to get off of like the coffee every day. Every day you drink coffee, start with that. Try to have one coffee and, you know, for a whole month or whatever, and then try to do it like every other day for the next month, and then try to get off the coffee. And then her main thing was like bread and potatoes, all these starchy things. I said, Mom, try to like change that, get off bread and chips, and then try to go down, like get rid of potatoes by putting cauliflower instead. Or, you know, I'm teaching her all these different things to use. And so my mom is now off of, you know, oxygen. She doesn't take any more of her inhalers. She's able to walk outside now. She used to have to have people drive her to the front of the store. And, you know, she'd be waiting in need of the carriage right away to have her oxygen. She doesn't even do that anymore. Wow. And I'm so proud of my mom, because now she won't use her, what do they give you? The you know, the license plate, you know, to get in the spot. Close. Okay. Yeah. She don't use that anymore. Like when her neighbor brings her, she's like, nope, we're going to park in the regular spot and we're going to walk because I need to walk. And I'm so proud of my mom, because that's a big thing. Like, you know, my mom was born in the 40s. So to eat meat and potatoes and bread, that's normal to her. Like that's what I was grown up on. That's why I was heavy, because we ate all that stuff. And, you know, it wasn't until I moved out and met my husband, who was then like, you don't eat, you know, mushrooms and like all these. I told him, like, no, I've never even seen this stuff. Yeah, right. So now, you know, now I'm like into avocado. I love all the vegetables now. And I think, man, I wish I knew about this when I was a kid, you know. So now I'm just trying to teach my mom, because my mom's not into all that either. She, you know, I say, oh, Mom, I had sardines. And she's like, ugh. And I'm like, Mom, you know, I said yuck too, because you taught me yuck.
Right.
But now I tried it, and it's really good, and it's really good for you. And, you know, I said, that's what we have to do, is stop thinking everything's gross and just try it. Like, I never tried sushi in my whole life. I used to think, yuck, that's so gross. And now I eat, you know, dahi tuna, and, like, my husband makes poke bowls. And it's so delicious. And I'm like, man, why didn't I know about this stuff? But that's what it is your generation to generation, you're only taught what they were taught, you know, so they don't know. If they don't try anything new, they're not going to teach their kids. Yep. So
I tell people all the time that our diseases, especially our genetic diseases, are typically environmental. They're learned behavior. It seems genetic because you're doing the same thing that your mom did, and that's what your grandma did. And so you're passing down all these bad habits, which are creating the environment for the diseases. And being able to transform your mom's life, that's got to be the best feeling in the world. Like, age is so funny. Age isn't really, it's not what we think it is. And I think you can prove that with stories like your mom, even your own story, even my brother, who was much younger, but now looks much younger, feels much younger. We age ourselves with our diet and our habits. And if you just change them, the body's so powerful and so amazing, you could reverse a lot of the damage. So I'm really excited for you and your family, and you know, everything that's going to happen. I love the fact that you share with everybody. You're like literally a textbook AHA family member. Like you're like, you literally like you're the standard, like, you know, sick and unhealthy. And then you dedicate yourself to a process, you get much better. And then you literally share that with other people, and help your family. And that's what I want. I want everybody to do. So, there was one thing I wanted to touch on when you mentioned the crystal water. So a lot of people think that, you know, energizing the water with the sun is a lot of work. And I think it's important to give people options, you know, alternatives to doing things with the crystal water. It's a similar process. So like, every crystal has a sound resonance or frequency, and that frequency literally constantly emits itself to the water. And because of the gemstones that they choose, you know, each gemstone has its own frequency, but they're good frequencies, right? They're all natural, good, harmonious frequencies. When you think about water in nature, it starts at the top of a mountain, tumbles down the mountain through all of these rocks, crystals, you know, whatever, absorbing the frequency from that, those minerals and stuff like that. And then ends up where we kind of collect it down at the bottom of the mountain or whatever. And so it's this whole process that the water goes through. And so the crystal water, it's just simply mimicking that process. So if you live in an area where you don't get a lot of sun, or where it's cold, you know, and you can't sun energize it all the time, this is a great alternative. And I believe in the crystal water. I personally have had situations where I'm like, yo, this stuff works. I had some internal bleeding going on, I don't know, like a year and a half ago. And I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I'm not I don't run to the doctor. And I literally had just gotten my crystal bottle in, and I didn't think it was going to help this at all. I mean, I just ordered it because I ordered it. Man, after maybe like a day, it might have been like a day, maybe 2 days at the most, of drinking the crystal water, the bleeding stopped. So, and I don't, you know, I just tell my stories, but I understand the principle around the water and being energized by crystals. Like, I get it. I understand it. But being able to see that made me a believer. So for you and anyone who's watching, I actually partnered with a company called the Wellness Enterprise, which is a hub for crystal water bottles, as well as like other structured watering devices. Like, I genuinely believe in it. I use this stuff every single day. And I teach, you know, I teach the sun water, but if you guys want something that's a little bit, easier or quicker or whatever, some of those devices, I'll leave the link for that stuff in the description box. But it's called the Wellness Enterprise, and, they've got an array of different colors and gems and stuff. It's really, really attractive stuff. So
That's cool. I'll definitely check that out, because I feel like, you know, in the summertime, it's okay for me to do the more, you know, the putting the sun and the water out in the sun. But, you know, here it still snows, you know,
right, yeah.
still snowing and stuff. And not for nothing, I don't want to go outside when it's snowing. And I'll definitely get one of those, because I am interested in. I was, you know, talking about it. Have you ever heard of John Bergman? He's the chiropractor doctor.
Yep.
Okay,
one of
so
my
he, I know, I love him, and so he's actually the one that got me into juicing and starting to go to a chiropractor, actually, because I have a lot of neck issues and back problems with, you know, sitting in the computer chair all the time. Mm-hmm. So. That was like the other thing that I send all these videos to anyone that wants to know. I send them Dr. John Bergman. I said you. I said the other doctor that I used to watch was the endocrinologist doctor about the diabetes. I forget his name.
Fung? Jason Fung?
Yes. Oh, my God. I totally, like that. I'm so glad that I was watching him prior to going to the doctor. Mm. I started watching him prior to the doctor. And then when the doctor told me about the metformin, yeah. That was the other thing, I guess I would say, was my confidence level was risen because I was like, wait, he's an endocrinologist and he works with diabetes all the time. Why is he telling people that he goes to, you know, like come to him to fast? Mm. He would not tell people that if it didn't work. So that's what got me into like starting to look up all this stuff about, fasting, and that's when I found you guys. So I'm just like extremely excited that your whole family is on board with you. I get excited when I watch all of them, like, oh, it's so awesome, his sisters and brothers, and like, you know, and I definitely want my cousin to do it and everything. I just don't want to force people. I figured when they ask me, I'll definitely support anyone that's willing to fast, and I won't pick on them at all because I feel like this is the best thing. I think this is why it's working, because it's in the Bible and God mm-hmm. is trying to tell everyone to get back to nature. Like you said, like that's my ultimate goal, is to be able to go hiking up a mountain or go rock climbing with my husband. I've never been able to do any of that stuff. I've always had asthma or some kind of problem where I couldn't breathe, and you know, and so I'm super excited. I feel like this summer is going to be the best summer I've ever had. So I'm really excited about, you know, being it, and then not having to worry. Oh, well, we're halfway up this mountain, but we're hungry. No, we're not. We're fasting. We don't have to worry about that before. You know what I mean? So, like, you don't even have to bring snacks with you. I mean, you guess you could, but as long as you have your water, you're fine. Yeah.
That's an interesting. Oh, you know what? That reminds me, I should probably, I might have to edit this, move it around, but I wanted to make sure that we went over your fasting regimen, because people want to know, what did she do exactly? I know you mentioned you did, you said a 9-day fast, right?
That was the longest one I've done.
Okay, 9 days. Could you give us an idea of what your did you have like a typical regimen?
I did. So pretty much like the first fast I did was the 7-day one, when I said, oh, let me see if I can do this. And I did 7 days and I was very impressed with myself. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I ate something. I don't remember what I ate. That was back in April, but I don't remember what I ate. I don't think it was any like meat or anything. It was probably a salad. Okay. I don't really like a lot of meat, so that's probably good for me, I guess. So I probably ate a salad or something like that. And then I went right back into another fast, and I think I pretty much did another like 5 days. And then that's when I started to think, okay, hold on. I don't want to do like too many really long fasts. So then I was doing like 48 hours. I do 48 hour and then I'd eat something. And then I would do another 48 hours. And then, that's when I found the two girls, they had Zoe and Keandra on your Facebook Messenger. And they were talking about, you know, Zoe was trying to like fast for healthy reasons to have a baby and stuff. And so I was like, oh, that's awesome. So, you know, she was like, oh, I can't fast for the whole week this week because I have to go. She had to do a glucose test. So I said, all right, well, I'll do it with you. We'll just do one meal a day. So we were doing one meal a day for that week. And then the following week when she was able, we did another whole, I think we made it to 9 days. I think that's the one where you did 9 days. And then, so pretty much I've really just been doing, like either 48 hour one and then I'll eat, or I'll do one meal a day, and fast the rest of the time. Mm. And so right now I definitely want to get another, I was thinking of starting Monday on doing another like 7-day fast to get back into you know, I think I was going to try juicing again. So I don't want to, what I need to do, because that's funny that you're saying a routine. I'm like everyone else where I'm like, I need a routine, but I keep changing it up. So I think what I want to do is do another 7-day fast. And then once I'm done that, I think what I'll probably do is try to do 48 hours. And then when I do eat something, I probably will do a juice and get all my, or maybe eat watermelon or so, like you said, with some fruits and vegetables and stuff that have healthy, you know, that's what I just want to do it like that, because I don't want to lose it all. I want to be able to maintain this for the rest of my life. That pretty much is what I want. I want to be able to, like you said, go by, not even see the arches, which is funny because I have to go by that when we go outside. There's McDonald's that's super close to my house, but it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't even bother me to see them, but I still notice it. So I want to get to the point where I don't even notice it. So.
It's just, oh man, it's such an amazing, it's, you know what, for me, doing these interviews and talking to people such as yourself, it's fun for me because it's like I get to relive my experience through you all over and over and over again. You know, I'm constantly pushing the limits and going to the next level and trying to reach higher plateaus, but through journaling and, you know, also hearing other people's stories, it's cool to just relive, you know, like I remember there was a period of time where, you know, I was fasting and I was like, wow, I want to go to the gym. And I'm not a fan of the gym. I was like, yo, I want to go to the gym. I want to work out. I never want to drink alcohol again. Like I just had this moment where I was just like, it's kind of like the moment you were talking about where you wanted to go outside and just run around. And it's just, it's so cool. We all are having similar experiences, you know, and it helps me when I'm teaching people, because it's like, yo, you can bank on this. It's not just me. You know, there's a 40-year-old lady, you know, who lives wherever in Australia, who's having the exact same experience that I'm having. You know, it's not an age thing. It's not a color thing. It's not a gender thing. It's just, we all have these similar experiences, like a bond. So,
I mean, if you think about how God created us all, we are all brothers and sisters, and God doesn't look at us all with our skin color and our gender. We're all His kids, yeah. And so of course we all have a bond. See, that's the problem is. The world today, everyone is so divided and against each other. But if they just realize that we were truly all related to one another under God, and God is trying to get us to the point where He's literally trying to get us back to our childhood with fasting, like you said, where you remember when you were a kid and you could go and play in the playground and go on, like my husband, and just go, you know, ride bikes for hours on end. I think that's how, if you, you know, think about the Old Testament, they were living to what, 1,000 years old.
Yep.
That's because they didn't eat McDonald's, and they didn't go to, you know, the doctor, and they didn't have to take all these medicines. And they were outside all the time. Like, I think God wants us to get back outside and go play. I think that's the thing, is that everyone is missing, like you said, because we're all trapped with worrying about bills and worrying about our kids going to college and paying for this and paying for that. Like I said, with the whole trying to change everything, like I've realized that's not what God doesn't want us to be frustrated on a daily basis worrying about bills. If we all stop worrying about buying the next new TV or the next new video game or, you know, going to waste our money on, you know, this and that. Instead, we just buy the things we need and we just take care of ourselves, I believe that my mom will live past 100. Like, my mom is 70, like, in her 70s, like, or I think 73. She's going to be mad at me right now, so I don't remember, but she's in her 70s. And the point being is my mom looks healthier than half of the people that she lives around. You know what I mean? They all look really, really old because they're all sick because of all the food they're eating. And the fact that they're not getting any exercise like that, when you said, oh, I want to go to the gym, that's where I'm at right now. I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm ready to go back and start exercising now. I'm getting back to, I've gotten my stamina back, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, I maybe this is my the energy level is finally coming back. I feel like my whole life, my metabolism was like so slow. And that's probably why I was always gaining weight, because I really didn't move. I was too heavy. I was very uncomfortable in my body. I mean, 360 pounds, you don't realize, like, you know, I think now, like, man, no wonder I needed foot surgery. No wonder I need, you know, my knees hurt. And, you know, I didn't think about it then. I was just like, well, I don't know what's the matter. Like, I just need to go get this operation. Yeah. You know, but here I am now thinking, man, I should have been fasting, because if I was fasting, I wouldn't have had to have, you know, my gallbladder taken out or this is happening. You know, and now it's just like, I don't know. It's crazy to think how much energy you get. Like, seriously, I'm 46. And I don't care that people know that I'm 46. I'm not, like, I feel like age is just a number. It's a fake number, like you said. It's not real. Like, it's how old you are is how old you feel. Like, I don't feel like I'm 46. I feel like I'm in my 20s now, because I've got so much energy. And it's funny, because I remember being in my 20s and I didn't have this energy. Wow. So I feel like the gift. So, you know how you have a gift with fasting of losing weight? That's an extra gift. Well, so is the energy. Yep. And so I feel like all these extra, they're like presents, you know? And who doesn't like presents? So, I like presents. So,
it's been a lot of fun. And I don't want to make this thing too long. People be like, oh, Chris, your videos are so long. But... is there any last words that you have for us? Because, you know, we flushed out a lot. Anything else you got?
I will say I appreciate your new cooking videos that you have. I love cooking. You know, my husband's a chef, and I get some tips from you, and I'm like, hey, Chris made this. Let's see if we can make it. So he, of course, doesn't watch your videos. He just says, well, what'd he make? And then he tries it.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. Of course, I'm not.
I watch your videos, and I'm just like, man, I want to eat that. I don't cook. So I let my husband do all that stuff. But I say my only last thoughts would be, don't give up on yourself. Like, I truly agree with you on do it for yourself. Everybody needs to look into yourself. Like, this is all I can say. Look into yourself. And just think, what do I want to do? What do I want to be able to do? You know, and like with me, I want to be able to go, you know, hiking with my husband, and I want to jump out of an airplane. I want to go hot, you know, air ballooning, but I've always been so scared to do all that stuff because I was so heavy, like zip lining. I would never go on the zip line. I thought I'd break it. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I just want to be able to tell people to look for something that you truly are looking forward to and start fasting. It will all come into place. Like, that's what you need, is the fasting and then meditation. And, you know, if you're into the Bible, read the Bible. You know, I'm not going to force that on people, but it's all like a, like I said, it's just a full circle. You kind of, like, all of it comes together. I wasn't, you know, into the Bible and all this stuff before all this, but I feel like the longer I'm fasting, my spiritual connection is coming, and it's making me want to know more. So it's very exciting to me, because I feel like I've been in a bubble for a long time. So now I'm like a kid that just got, like, that, oh, I'm 18 years old and getting out of my parents' house, you know. I feel like that. I feel like I just am getting out into the world, and there's so much to see, and I can actually do it now because I don't have to worry about my health. I think that that's a great way to look at it for anybody that's wanting to start this.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So, I mean, this has been fun. I'm really happy that we did this. I'm glad that you agreed. For anyone out there, hey, if you guys enjoyed this video, don't forget to hit the like button. You know, make sure to support us. Let us know what you like, and we'll do more of that. If you want to see more videos like this, I try to do an interview at least once a month. So we'll see kind of how that goes. But I've got a lot of other interviews. You know, if you guys look through my Inspiring Interactions playlist, plenty of interviews on there. But yeah, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Every once in a while we pop up and go live and things like that. So you want to make sure that you're alerted. And as always, the application of knowledge is power, and we will see you guys next time. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and Patreon at A Healthy Alternative, as well as Instagram at a.healthy.alternative. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the Academy, as well as on our website, ahafastingacademy.com and ahealthyalternative.org, respectively. And as always, the application of knowledge is power, and I look forward to speaking to you all next time.